Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. And we've done it. We've done it.
Survived Sean, it.
We showed up at Twin Peaks on a beautiful Friday, Football Friday. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and all of our Houston area Ford dealers, Tomball Ford as well. We gave away four $25 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We gave away a Tomball Ford oil change. And again, courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers, we gave away two tickets, a pair of tickets to the Colts-Texans game on Sunday. And again, a game where We potentially could still win the division. We got to do our part. We got to win our game versus the Indianapolis Colts, and then we got to hope that at the same time we'll be scoreboard watching. At the same time, we got to hope that Cam Ward can pull a rabbit out of the hat and beat the Jacksonville Jaguars it's in Tennessee, isn't it? Go ahead.
Is it? I think it is Tennessee.
It don't matter. Either way it goes.
What would have been?
It's a steep climb, baby.
What would be a bigger miracle, if the Titans beat the Jags, or if Georgia would have ended up beating Ole Miss last night, having done like 15 different laterals en route to the end zone?
Oh wow,
that almost
was
happened.
That not a miss?
That was.
Did you watch the whole end of that game?
I watched the whole thing. It was fantastic. I loved it.
I could not believe. I guess I can. Having spent some time with Bill Parcells, Bill Parcells was the most detail-oriented coach I'd ever been around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we spent as much time going over situational football as we did really anything.
Yeah.
And I don't mean third and long or this or that, set 2 minute. I mean, like, stuff like that last night.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that if you fall on that ball, the clock doesn't move. There's 1 second left in the game. They onside kick, they recover it,
mm-hmm.
and no time ran off the clock.
Yeah. Well, see, is it that no time has to run off the clock, or time's off the clock, it's at zero, but because you recovered the onside kick, you're entitled to that one play?
No, time runs off the clock.
Okay.
Now, Ole Miss... All Ole Miss had to do mm-hmm. was touch the ball, and the clock starts, and it's game over. Georgia recovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss said, hell, let me get away from it. Don't matter. Well, Georgia recovers it. No time runs off the clock.
Yeah. Well, you know, the announcer said, let McDonough, Sean McDonough, who did the play-by-play in the game, he said, Kirby Smart has every play in the book. He's prepared for anything. Apparently, he, too, was even prepared for that situation last night.
I don't know if he was or he wasn't. All he did was kick an onside kick and get it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for them to be able to, like, recover it, like, clearly if the their coach, Golding, was as familiar with that rule, like all you got to do is touch it. Just go after the ball and touch it. There's no
and
time
even
left.
If they recovered, it's over. But yeah. like all he had to do was bat it out of bounds and it was over. But like mm-hmm. the point is just like clearly neither I don't know that either coach, but clearly Pete Golden didn't know exactly what to do in that scenario because he thought the game hell they done dumped water on Gatorade on him and everything. He was so
it was funny watching him and then Trinidad Chambliss. Chambliss was like,
what the hell is going on?
WTF?
No question.
Yeah, what's going
no
on?
No question.
I just want to go celebrate.
Texans Colts on Sunday. And here's just a quick review of the injury report. No Kamari Lassiter. He has been ruled out. Derek Stingley, full participant. He is in. And then the O-line group. Ariante Ursary, full participant. He was in. Ed Ingram, full participant. He is in. And Trent Brown is the only offensive lineman that was a limited in practice and is still questionable for the game. Mm-hmm. Everybody else on a long, long injury report, a long list of players, was full go at practice today and ready to go. So with the exception of Kamari Lassiter not going and Trent Brown being banged up, I know there's a couple of other players that aren't. But
Johnny Carter, well, he's corner. He's a cornerback. He's questionable. You know, because you don't have Lassiter, you only have a mere speed on the practice squad, you're starting Tremont Smith, presumably. I don't know, maybe a Johnny Carter and Amir Speed get some run, too.
Well, maybe they do. We'll see. And maybe that has something to do with Tremont Smith getting beat deep last week and that limited spot play that he got with Kamari Lassiter out. But key is those guys are in the game, or at least they're healthy, and they were full participants, and there's no designation with the exception of Kamari Lassiter and Trent Brown. There were some other guys, but those are the two headliners that we need to be aware of. And like I said earlier, I have no problem with Kamari Lassiter not playing. Even if it were, if this was a playoff game, could you go? Yeah, he probably could. But this game, I'm good with him sitting out. And I'll be honest with you, 6'8", 380-pound Trent Brown, I'm okay with him with a knee and a hand or whatever the hell he's got going on. I'd be okay if he rested for a game as well. But this is a game the Texans need to win to give themselves a chance to win the division. There's a ton of other things. I mean, it's not radio friendly, so I'm not going to run down the list. But this Texans defense can be like best in franchise history in several different categories. Points allowed, yards allowed per game, and there's just a long laundry list of where this team, assuming they handle their business, which they will, that this Texans defense in particular can set franchise records. So. I think it's going to be a fascinating game to watch either way it goes. But I believe that D'Amico Ryans will have these boys ready, and it'll be a game that they're all gas, no break. We'll see.
I agree.
And again, you got to pray and hope that Tennessee can pull a rabbit out of the hat and beat Jacksonville. And we may end up with a home game next week. That would be a beautiful thing. On the other hand,
I guess stranger things have happened.
Maybe. on the flip side of that, Pittsburgh and Baltimore are the winner of that game.
Sunday night
is going to be for the division, and that is more than likely who the Texans will end up playing. Either going to Pittsburgh or going to Baltimore. And the key there is Lamar Jackson. Has practiced all week and is healthy and appears to be all go. So we'll see. Got to watch that game anyway, but definitely watching to see, hey, man, what kind of Lamar Jackson are we talking
about?
Sure.
Well, and T.J. Watt's back for the Steelers as well after the
D.K. Metcalf.
Punctured lung thing, too. Yeah, no D.K., but if the Steelers make the postseason, he'll be back because then he'll have served that two-game suspension and, you know, all is to be forgotten, but... Yeah, that Ravens and Steelers game going to be a must see TV on Sunday night.
Yeah, all right, let's get it rolling here, and I know, look, you may have to dig a little bit, but what we like to do here at this point in the show is Texans win if.
Okay.
Texans win if. I see you smirking over there. Don't be no smartass now. What you got?
Texans win 26-0.
I didn't ask for a projection.
No, just fascinating.
See, boy, I asked you about the cornerbacks earlier, and you went talking about O-line. Now, I'm talking about...
No, because you threw me into a hole saying, oh, Bajani thinks they can rest everybody. You know, it's going to be too easy.
What it sounded like to me. That's what I heard.
Texans win if Riley Leonard is not the second coming of Peyton Manning. And Jonathan Taylor does not run for 205 yards like Derrick Henry would if he was playing the Texans this Sunday. The Texans are going to win. It's not even going to be close.
Yeah, look, I think the Texans win if the offense, you don't have to come out and have a fast start like you had last week, but if the offense can.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Can figure things out enough to be complimentary once again. I mean,
are you looking for him to do that against the Colts team that is so depleted at this point?
Yeah, no. This, I mean, I know we want to minimize what the Colts are doing, but two of the last three games, they gave Phillip Rivers a chance to win a game in the fourth quarter, and that, and it was against Seattle and against who was the other one? San Francisco blew them out. Two of the last three games, it was Seattle and Jacksonville, right? Two of the best teams in football right now. And both of those teams in the fourth quarter, they had a chance to win the game with Phillip Rivers playing. And so, look, I don't think Riley Leonard is Phillip Rivers, but I think we got to go out there and we got to put it together on the offensive side of the ball. Also, I mean, you look at what the Texans have done. Two of the last three games, Geno Smith and Jacoby Brissett have had much better games than they expected to have against our defense. Now, we handled business. They didn't get in the end zone a lot. We took care of business. But if you look at it, nobody expected Jacoby Brissett and Geno Smith to go out and have good games against our defense, and they did. So,
but that Geno Smith, that Seahawk game, though, that to me is one I circle right now, looking back in hindsight. The Texans, not once. That's the defense did not show up to the party that night on that Monday nighter. Never have you questioned them showing up. You know, it's the start of a football game before. They've actually turned it up two notches since then.
Yeah, I need 200. I need 200 plus and two touchdowns out of CJ. I know it's not a lot, but I need that out of CJ. This can't be one of them goose eggs that they obviously not on the scoreboard. This can't be one of those games where they go out there and sputter for three quarters and can't figure things out.
With the
exception of two really good schemed up plays last week early on, that was hard watch.
Yeah,
that was a hard watch. Projection, prediction.
I told you 26-0.
You got 26-0.
It's gonna be a shutout, dude. Riley Leonard.
Another shutout.
Come on, man.
Will we have one shutout this year so far?
Against the Titans, 26-0. I'm calling for two 26-0 victories.
Well, that'd be nice to have two shutouts, both against division opponents.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun to talk about going into next year.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't go there.
Is this Texans defense going to give up points to Riley Leonard and the Colts?
I'm going 31-10.
31-10. You're going to sacrifice 10 points.
31-10. Okay. I think right after I got through telling you how good this defense has been two out of the last 3 weeks, I think our defense scores. I'll even go a little further. I think our defense scores a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
And I think CJ Stroud has a day.
Let's go. That'd
I think
be great.
CJ Stroud has a day. I really do. It's we need it, man. We need CJ to have a day. And I'm talking about one of them days where it's in the system. It's 70%+ completion. It's staying ahead of the chains. He's been really good of late, throwing the ball away and not taking sacks, but more so having answers for pressure and not holding the football, not wasting downs. And I think when he gets the opportunity to hit a couple of big plays, which I was highly disappointed last week, there were two opportunities to hit big touchdowns that would have blew the game wide open.
Yeah.
And he didn't even give him a chance. And I'm not saying you got to hit him. Just give him a chance, man. Mm-hmm. Right? And he's got to – I think he does that this week. I think he doesn't just give him a chance. I think he hits him. And I think we win convincingly, comfortably. And unfortunately, I believe Jacksonville beats Tennessee.
How badly?
I think we're
going to go 40 burger on them.
I think we end up going to Pittsburgh.
Going to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to take. I mean, look, really. I mean, when you look at that thing, you got.
I'd rather go to Pittsburgh.
Well, you got Aaron Rodgers and no DK Metcalf, or you got a potentially limited, like significantly limited Lamar Jackson with no defense. And so I don't know, man. I think Aaron's going to pick them apart with the group that he does have. And I think we end up going to Pittsburgh.
Okay. I don't hate that.
All right.
Hate that. I'm here for it.
We're in it, man.
I want to break Aaron Rodgers.
Big shout out to Twin Peaks for having us. Big shout out for everybody that came out and joined us, got involved in the raffle, Academy Sports and Outdoors. All the Houston area Ford dealers, Tomball Ford, obviously. Big shout out to you, Sean Bajani, and
thanks,
Colin.
Sir.
Colin back behind the glass on the ones and twos, keeping us alive. Big Andy, Weatherman Andy, greatly appreciated. Where'd the promo crew go? There he is. I appreciate you as well. So we got us a big game. Hopefully next time we talk to y'all,
let's
baby,
go.
it's gonna be time to be talking about a playoff game. Not hopefully, we will be talking about a playoff game. We'll do that. Until then, Houston, we love you, baby.
And I know it's gonna be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.